In her 2018 run for Utah House District 54, Megan Miller narrowly lost to Republican Representative Tim Quinn by 162 votes. As a Democrat, Miller believes representation for the district, which encompasses Park City, Heber City, and other parts of Wasatch and Summit counties, is lacking.
I still feel that our state legislature is a supermajority that is interested more in themselves than they are in their constituents, and the only way to change that is to get in.
This time, Miller has more name recognition and experience campaigning. She says she'll go door to door to engage voters. Since 2018, Utahns have noted building frustration among voters due to the legislature's replacement of voter-approved ballot initiatives, as well as lawmakers' approval of the recent tax reform bill, which was repealed when supporters of a tax referendum gathered enough signatures to put the law to a decision by voters. Miller says it shows there's appetite for change.
It still, to me, shows that there is a disconnect between our constituents, between our communities, and the elected officials that represent them.
Miller's top issues are education and access to health care. She says the thing that differentiates her most from Quinn is she's from a different generation and has a different perspective on issues because of it.
You need a robust group of voices at the table, and, you know, Representative Quinn is not part of a robust group of voices because he is part of that supermajority.
Last year, Miller took on her new role as executive director for Eats Park City, a nonprofit organization focused on advocating for access to good nutrition. Miller says she'll continue to work while she campaigns. She won't be gathering signatures to get on the ballot. Rather, she'll participate in the state Democratic nominating convention on Saturday, April 23rd. Emily Means, KPCW News.